Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
This is Robinson. You're trying to seduce me.
Hey, hello. Welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. This week, I'm featuring the 1975 movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show. This was based on a 1973 musical stage production, The Rocky Horror Show, with music, book and lyrics by Richard O'Brien, who also appears in the film as Riff Raff. Well, the production is a tribute to the science fiction horror B-movies of the 1930s through to the early 1960s. The film stars Tim Curry in his debut and Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostwick. Well, it's narrated by Charles Gray with cast members from the original Royal Court Theatre, Roxy Theatre and the Balasco Theatre productions, including Neil Campbell and Patricia Quinn. Well, let's have a listen to the trailer first.
You've seen all kinds of movies, but you've never seen anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Let's do the time warp again.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show is wonderfully weird.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own.
It's fabulously freaky. It's a trip to transsexual Transylvania.
I'm just a sweet transvestite.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The story is strange.
But tonight is the night that my beautiful creature is destined to be born.
The songs are super.
Science fiction.
Scenery is smashing. The cast is completely crazy.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
There's a mad scientist named Frank N. Furter.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
And Rocky, his incredible creature.
I knew he was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined.
A sinister servant named Riff Raff. And Brad and Janet.
My name's Brad Majors.
Just a couple of clean-cut kids.
This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss.
Touch me.
Eddie. Magenta. Columbia. Dr. Scott.
Great Scott!
So give yourself over to absolute pleasure. See the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Going to recognise the ending there. That's one of the main pieces of music from the production. But the story centres on a young engaged couple whose car breaks down in the rain near a castle where they search for help. The castle is occupied by strangers in elaborate costumes holding a party. They then meet the head of the house, Dr. Frankenfurter, great name, and apparently mad scientist and alien transvestites from the planet Transsexual in the galaxy of Transylvania, which creates a living muscle man named Rocky. We start off with the music, which you're going to hopefully enjoy. It's very, very evocative, as you know. This is the Rocky Horror Picture Show here on The Director's Cut.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
Science. Georgie Carroll was over a barrel when Tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing the muse lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a science fiction
Janet.
Yes, Brad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
Oh, Brad.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it. I've one thing to say, and that's, damn it, Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's, damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I'm no joker. I love you so.
Oh, it's nicer than Betty Monroe had. Now we're engaged and I'm so glad that you met Mom and you know Dad. One thing to say, and that's Brad. I'm mad for you too. Oh, Brad.
No. Damn it.
In
his science examined, made me give you the eye and then panic. Now I've one thing to say, and that's, damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet.
Song called Damn It, Janet. Gate. Well, the film was shot in the United Kingdom at Bray Studios and a location at Oakley Court, a country house best known for its early use for Hammer film productions. Well, a number of props and set pieces were reused for the Hammer horror films, although the films it's both a parody of and tribute to many kitsch science fiction and horror films. Costume designer Sue Bain conducted no research for her designs. Blaine was claimed that her creations for the film directly affected the development of pure rock punk fashion trends, such as torn fishnet stockings and colourfully dyed hair. Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Here we are at the Frankenstein place.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue with the music from the film version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Well, initially the film was largely ignored by critics, but it soon became a hit as a midnight movie when audiences began participating with the film at the Waverly Theatre in New York City in 1976. Audience members returned to the cinema frequently and basically talked back to the screen and began dressing as the characters, spawning similar performance groups across the United States. Well, at almost the same time, fans in costume began performing alongside the film. This shadow cast, named the action on screen, mimicked the action on screen above and behind them while lip-syncing their characters' lines. And, of course, the most famous song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show is this one. Let's do the time warp.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Let's do the time warp.
It's just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hip.
Dreamy, or fantasy free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation. Jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Yes, indeed, we all remember that one. Well, still in limited release in 2025, 50 years after the premiere, it's the longest-running theatrical release in film history. In many cities, live amateur shadow casts act out the film as it's being shown and heavily draw upon a tradition of audience participation. Well, the film is most often shown close to Halloween. Surprise, surprise. Today, the film has a large international cult following and has been considered by many as one of the greatest musical films of all time. In 2005, it was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. And why not?
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. If you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite. I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Tim Curry and Sweet Transvestite. Well, the film begins with a pair of floating disembodied lips welcoming the audience to a science fiction double feature. Throughout the film, a criminologist from an unspecified point in the future narrates and provides commentary on the events. Well, following the wedding of their friends, a naive young couple, Brad Majors and Janet Weiss, get engaged and decide to celebrate with their high school science teacher, Dr. Scott, who taught the class when they first met. En route to Scott's house on a dark and rainy night, they get lost and suffer a flat tire. Seeking a telephone to call for help, the couple walk to a nearby castle where the party is being held. They're accepted by the strangely dressed inhabitants, led by the butler, Riff Raff, the maid, Magenta, and a groupie named Columbia, who dances the time walk. Dr. Frankenfurter, a transvestite mad scientist, introduces himself and invites them to stay for the night, as you just heard there, Sweet Transvestite. Let's hear more music from this incredible production that's been going for a long, long time. It really is quite fun if you're actually in a cinema at one of those midnight showings.
A weakling weighing 98 pounds will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and just a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean. He'll be a nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups, do the smirch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work. Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. When in just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man.
That's the title, I Can Make You a Man. Well, with the help of Riff Raff, Frank brings to life a tall, muscular, handsome, blonde man named Rocky, the Sword of Damocles, as Frank vows he can improve Rocky into an ideal man in a week. I can make you a man, as you just heard. Well, Eddie, a motorcyclist with a bandaged head, breaks out of deep freeze. Oh, well, bless my soul, that's coming. Frank kills Eddie with an ice axe, justifying it as a mercy killing, also here. And Rocky and Frank, Depart for the Bridal Suite. I Can Make You a Man Reprise. Here we go with more music.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
I was feeling done in, couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, 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 touch me.
Down, down, down.
creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
While tending to his wounds, Janet seduces Rocky and Magenta and Columbia Watch from the bedroom monitor. That's what you just heard. Touch her, touch her, touch her, touch me. Mm. Well, Dr. Scott, now a government investigator of UFOs, comes to the castle in search of his nephew, Eddie, who sent him a letter implying that part of his brain was removed by aliens. Well, everyone discovers Janet and Rocky together. Enraging Frank, Magenta summons everyone to an uncomfortable dinner where they soon realize has been prepared from Eddie's mutilated remains.
From the day he was born, he was troubled. He was deformed in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but shame. He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, he wanted this rock and roll born. On the motorbike, chewing up junk, he was a low-down, cheap little punk, taking everyone for a ride.
Then Eddie said he didn't like his steady, he knew he was no good kid. But then he found the line, yes, with Slade.
And I did.
Everybody shoved him. I very nearly loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay sane inside insanity. But he locked the door and threw away the key.
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads, and I did.
When Eddie said he didn't like his scary, you knew he was no good kid. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a god.
Makes you cry.
Hey. And I did.
Eddie's Teddy. Well, in the chaos, Janet runs screaming into Rocky's arms, provoking a jealous Frank to chase her through the halls to the lab, where he uses the Medusa transducer to turn Dr. Scott, Brad, Janet, Rocky and Columbia into nude statues. Okay, well, I'm not going to actually give away the plot at the end, because if you haven't seen it, and maybe a few people out there, you really have got to take it in. Music continues now with more great sounds of this one. This is called The Floor Show from the Rocky Horror Picture Show here on Director's Cut with me, Alan T. Enjoy.
Nothing.
Whatever happened to Fay Wray, that delicate satin-draped frame, as it clung to her thigh, how I started to cry, 'cause I wanted to be dressed just the same. Over to absolute pleasure, swim the warm waters of sins of the flesh, erotic nightmares beyond any measure, and sensual daydreams to treasure forever. Can't you just see?
Before this decadence saps our wings, I've got to be strong and try to hang on, or else my mind may well snap and my life will be lived.
Thank you. You get a kitty and your mind goes ping. Your heart will pump and your blood will sing. So let the party in the south rock on. We're gonna shake it till the life has gone, gone, gone. Rose to my world, keep me safe from my trouble and pain.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, just time for a few more tracks. I hope you've enjoyed the music from the Rocky Horror Picture Show today. And thanks so much indeed, as always, to my colleagues Eamon and Maddie for helping me put the show together. And I'll talk to you next time. And enjoy this, The Superheroes.
Insects called the human race, lost in time and lost in space and meaning.
I would like, if I may,
it's a sound. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Your brain is in tight. But it's the pelvic thrust. The women drive you insane.
that, Major. Your phone we might use. Great Scott! Say, one of you guys know how to Madison?
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Ah, Rooker!
I knew he was in with a bad crowd. Damn it. I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed.
What diabolical plan had seized Frank's crazed imagination?
The intruder is entering the building. The building. Master, master.
Okay, the Time Warp remix. I'm going to play you out, if you feel inclined, just karaoke of the music from the Rocky Horror Show. Thanks for your company. Enjoy your weekend and your week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.